Well, hello, men. Well, most of you are men. Some of you are nearly men. But here's kind of a sort of a Lippen test to test who you really are. How real of a man are you? So I've got a scenario coming up. So you're with a femme living with her. Let's just call her your partner. And you're sitting on the sofa getting ready for the big game. Maybe a baseball game, a hockey game, football game. And you've got your munchies and your beer, of course. And just before the game, your partner, the femme, comes in a sexy outfit and stands in front of the TV, acting all coy, you know. So what do? Guys, do you just grab her and run to the bedroom? Or not even bother making it that far? And she starts sort of dancing around as well. Well, you give her a smile and tell her to get out of the way of the TV. Now, there's gonna be tears, but these tears won't be sincere. They're to use the old sympathy trick, the old guilt trip on the man. So you have to stand firm. Well, you're probably firm in one way or another. And tell her just to stay in that outfit, and after the game is over, well, you know. And that's the sign of a real man. Because the femme was only trying to manipulate you and control you. But you showing her what a real man and strong man you are may make her leave you for another man. So you're going to get lucky twice. You get to see the game and you're a free man. So, how did you do with the test? And if you said, well, I can manage to go ahead and do it and watch the game, then you failed. Because she still manipulated you. And anyway, for me, looking at this picture, I'm getting more turned on by the TV size. Of course, I'm just a basic man. Now you take it easy out there now. I don't want to have to test you again.